For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Chicago's South Side is the scene of tragedy as overnight shooting incidents involving many young people have killed four. 41 have been injured from the gunfire. Chicago police were in full force and hospitals were rushing to help the injured. WBBM reporter Andy Dane.
Chief of Patrol Fred Waller calls the violence unacceptable, says summer weather is not an excuse.
It's not just about being hot. Sometimes it's about the culture, not being accountable for the actions, not having a feeling of any repercussions will happen to you.
Police are calling several of the overnight incidents mass shootings. Waller says more than 5,500 illegal guns have been taken off of Chicago's streets in 2018, and the department plans to step up those efforts.
We won't be defeated in this.
Andy Dane, Chicago.
You're listening to USA Radio News. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Chicago's South Side is the scene of tragedy as overnight shooting incidents involving many young people have killed four. 41 have been injured from the gunfire. Chicago police were in full force and hospitals were rushing to help the injured. WBBM reporter Andy Dane.
Chief of Patrol Fred Waller calls the violence unacceptable, says summer weather is not an excuse.
It's not just about being hot. Sometimes it's about the culture, not being accountable for the actions, not having a feeling of any repercussions will happen to you.
Police are calling several of the overnight incidents mass shootings. Waller says more than 5,500 illegal guns have been taken off of Chicago's streets in 2018, and the department plans to step up those efforts.
We won't be defeated in this.
Andy Dane, Chicago.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you want a more honest media? Hello, my name is Robert Farrow, and I've grown tired of shadow banning, censorship, and one-sided reporting from today's news and social media companies. That's why my team created RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com. It's the only place where you'll get all the news. It's usually one click to join, so check us out today. RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com.
The U.S. intelligence community continues to warn about Russian meddling. Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff of California tells CBS's Face the Nation that President Trump must forcefully denounce the Kremlin.
The president can't distinguish between any allegations of conspiracy against his campaign and the broader problem of Russia continuing to interfere in our elections. Dan Coats said this week that Russian efforts are pervasive in terms of their social media campaign to divide us.
Hundreds of homeowners have been forced into foreclosure because of a Wells Fargo flaw. The embattled bank revealed the issue in a regulatory filing this week and said it had set aside $8 million to compensate customers affected by the glitch. Wells Fargo said the computer error affected certain accounts that were undergoing the foreclosure process between April of 2010 and October of 2015 when the issue was finally corrected. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
A Cincinnati biology teacher has become the first American to row solo across the North Atlantic. With more, here's USA's Rick Vincent.
Bryce Carlson landed in England's Isles of Scilly Saturday after rowing more than 2,000 miles from Newfoundland, Canada in just under 40 days. Carlson invested $75,000 of his own money, maxing out his credit cards, to build a customized boat for the record-breaking crossing.
The person you're going to have to spend the most time with over the course of your life is yourself. So you better make yourself as interesting.